This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, 7:14, it's going to rain, then it's going to stop, then it's going to cool off a little bit, then it's going to rain again, then it's going to cool off a little bit. Maybe some heavy rain tonight into tomorrow. We'll keep you aware of everything you need to know. We thought we'd take a macro look at the auto insurance situation in the country because we all know what we go through here in Louisiana. Shannon Martin joins us now, Bankrate insurance analyst, to talk about the factors that impact auto insurance costs. Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning.
We I think, in Louisiana pay the highest rates, do we, in the country, or do you know? Do you have that in front of you?
I do have that. So when we look at the premium, Louisiana drivers don't pay the highest in premium, but they definitely contribute the most of their household income towards car insurance. So the average cost of full coverage car insurance in Louisiana is right under $4,000 a year, but drivers contribute almost 7% of their household income towards car insurance, and that's double the national average.
So when, however you phrase it, it is the, and let me put it this way, Shannon, auto insurance in Louisiana, it is the most expensive in the country in Louisiana, proportionally pro rata, however you want to look at it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the best way to say it is that drivers in Louisiana are bearing like the brunt of the financial burden in terms of car insurance costs. What we did is we looked at the average cost of car insurance as well as the median household income. That way we could kind of see who's really feeling these rising costs the most, and it's drivers in Louisiana.
I want to bring the audience into this because, boy, you want to get some passion out of people talk about car insurance and what they pay. I don't know where you live or how much you pay, but with the vehicles I have, honestly, Shannon, I don't question it. I just keep paying it because what are you going to do, right? Let's talk about
Absolutely. What
it is that goes into nationally dictating these rates and how insurance companies come to figure out how much it's going to cost. Is there excessive profit making when it comes to auto insurance, et cetera?
Those are all good questions. So the reason why the car insurance rates have gone up as much as they have, they've increased 31% since 2023 to 2025, which is a lot compared to how insurance normally increases. Part of it does come from rising inflation. Even though inflation has started to slow down, that doesn't lower the cost of cars and car parts. Those products still cost as much as they are. It just means they're getting more expensive at a slower rate. The cost of health care is another factor that your car insurance pays for. And then there's actually been a technician shortage that's been going on for the past few years. So right when cars are being made with all these new kind of high-tech pieces of equipment, all the cameras, the microchips and things like that, we have a mechanic shortage when we need it the most. So all of these are coming together to make car insurance more expensive. In terms of profitability, it kind of depends on how you look at it. Insurance companies say that they're struggling to make a profit, which on one hand is true. When what they look at is their underwriting profit. They suffer a lot of losses with these extreme weather events, with the high rate of car crashes that have been happening the past few years. But insurance companies tend to make their money off of investment profits, which is kind of a different bucket. So it really depends on how you look at it from that aspect.
When it comes to, and look, I'm not apologizing for the insurance industry at all, but when it comes to the rates, I guess you do have to look at the fact, and what amazes me, Shannon, is that now people finance a vehicle for 84 months, and they'll advertise it as though it's a deal, and that, to me, is just, I'm old school. That just drives me crazy. 36 months to finance a vehicle seems like an incredibly long time to me. I know people have to do it, but the price of vehicles has gone crazy. Some of these top-end trucks, $125,000, I don't know what a Tesla costs, but, you know, an $80,000 car is not out of the norm, is it? So you got to also look at what it is that's being insured, do you not?
That's exactly right. And that's probably the biggest tip I would give to my policyholders. People who are on the market for a new vehicle are in the strongest position to make the best choice in terms of car insurance. Instead of going to the dealership and talking to the folks on the lot, go home, go to your computer, pull up the dealership website. Now they have their full inventory with the complete VIN numbers, complete VINs listed. You can gather all the VINs that you think you might want to purchase, and then contact your agent, and they can give you exact quotes for each make and model vehicle. That way, when you get to the dealership, you're only looking at the cars you know you can afford from an insurance standpoint, which kind of takes a lot of the pressure off the situation for the car shopper.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing to look at. It's not just the initial price of it, but it's insuring it, and also maintenance costs are going to be higher for different models than others, right?
That's absolutely right. And part of the reason why car insurance is so expensive is because the cost of the parts and labor has gone up. And as a driver, those things you also have to pay for just in terms of maintenance. And you need to maintain your car. People are keeping their vehicles longer than they ever have because things are getting so expensive. And so it's really important to keep up with your car maintenance.
I don't know about you, but I just can't believe the price of cars. And I'm not that old. It's just crazy to me that somebody would pay $85,000 or $90,000 for a vehicle, but I guess eventually maybe that'll be the base model. I don't know. We're talking to Shannon Martin, Bankrate insurance analyst, about the factors impacting auto insurance costs. And when we come back, we'll talk about state-to-state competition and the differences. Somebody texted in and said, moved my car from Louisiana paying $400 a month, 60 and 62 years old, to Mississippi. Same company, same coverage, just different state on the card, $86 a month. So why the difference from state to state, and where does litigation factor in all of this? Because if you try to watch the news in the afternoon or the lead up to it, you're going to see nothing but personal injury commercials from attorneys. I don't know if it's worse here than it is in other states, but we'll certainly drill down when we come back with Shannon Martin, Bankrate insurance analyst. Questions, comments, the Oakenheart Jeweler Talk and text lines open, 504-260-1870. You text them in, I'll pass them along. Traffic now, WWL.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Shannon Martin, bank rate insurance analyst, talking about the factors impacting car insurance costs. I talk about the difference from state to state. Somebody texted in, Shannon, I try to watch the news in the afternoon and I am bombarded, especially during these faux court shows with Judge Judy and everybody else. Lawyer after personal injury attorney after personal injury attorney after personal injury attorney, they get a lot of the focuses on them as far as causing higher insurance rates. Are they the cause?
It actually is a significant factor. Third-party litigation and excess lawsuits play into the cost of your car insurance. When a lot of lawsuits are filed or if a lot of business is drummed up, each claim still has to be addressed and filed and responded to, even if it's going to be a no answer, even if there's no worthy claim payout happening. And insurance companies have a hard time trying to calculate that risk, a large influx of either fraudulent claims or unnecessary claims. And that just costs car insurance to cost a lot more.
So what can the states do? What would a way be for the states to rein that in? And I guess it all starts with political will.
That's true. I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with the problems that happen with the lawsuits that were going on with homeowners insurance. And the same thing can happen with car insurance, where third-party litigators get involved and they don't necessarily have a financial standing in the case like the claimant would. So having more transparency in who's involved and who's funding third-party litigators could help cut back on fraudulent and unnecessary lawsuits.
One question I always get is, why do credit ratings matter when it comes to insurance?
You know, in some states, there's about 5 states that have ruled that credit use really isn't a fair way to rate insurance policies. So that's something that might change in the future for more states. There's a couple ways insurance carriers look at it. It's all about insuring risk. And so they found that drivers with low credit tend to file claims at a higher rate than drivers with better credit. It could just be that drivers with better credit have more money on hand than drivers with poor credit. But even if you look at it that way, in Louisiana, drivers with poor credit pay $2,800 more per year than drivers with good credit. And so that risk might not really align, but it is a risk factor in Louisiana right now.
Here we are, 2025. Do women still pay more just because they're women?
Actually, historically, women have always paid less because
okay. They're
women.
Well, good.
And men tend to be more aggressive drivers. But that gap is actually shortening because women drive more now. And as you get older, once you're like 30, 40, 50, the rates are very, very similar.
Well, that's what I said, Shannon. Women pay less. I'm entitled to dumb questions today, and I've used them both already. Hey, real quick, when it comes to distracted driving and causes for accidents, that's part of the insurance company's actuarial calculations. I don't see anything and autonomous vehicles factoring that in. What's the long-range look nationally for auto insurance?
As far as distracted driving, it's a significant problem. There's a data study that came out recently that found that people aren't even really using that special feature in cell phones that can mute text when they come in when they're driving. So it really is important for drivers to put their phones down, focus on the road. Self-driving vehicles, that's something that really hasn't caught up to insurance yet because that feature really isn't used that often. Not very many cars have them. So we'll still have to wait and see how that'll pan out.
I'm convinced that people think they're multitasking when they're texting and driving, and they're not. The only reason people aren't getting killed is because other people are defensively driving. Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
Have
a
good
great day.
You too. Shannon Martin, Bankrate Insurance Analyst. When we come back, we'll talk to Allison Plyer, Chief Demographer at the Data Center. We'll talk about Louisiana's population, how it's been changing. 7:30, time now, WWL First News.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.